is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my absolutely gorgeous co-host.
Bird on a bike.
It's Miss on a bike.
How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
What is it with this mate thing?
Ah, you mate.
All right, mate.
You all right, mate?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, well, I thought as you go all pirate every week with your West Country accent, I thought I'd go more Cockney, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Huh? All right. What's going on?
Oh, you know, up and down.
How are you feeling?
Up and down.
Cool.
Yeah, loads happening. Some of it good, most of it not.
Tell us something good.
Oh, I don't know. We've expanded in Fruitworks. We've opened our new offices.
All sold out?
No, but we have got a tenant.
Interesting. Aren't people waiting?
Yeah, everybody's waiting. We've been waiting for 3 years. Everybody's been hanging around waiting to know what's going to happen.
What's going on?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what is going to happen as long as something happens. And the worst thing in business, as anyone will tell you, is not knowing. Mm. Once you know, you can adapt to it. But when you don't know, there's nothing you can do.
Aren't you bored with us? I am bored with this every
I'm
week.
Bored with the
we
whole
say
thing.
The same thing.
I'm bored with the whole thing. I don't want to get into this, but, you know, all that's happened over the last few years is it's proved what a dire straits our democracy and politics is in. It's just awful.
Mm.
You know, I mean, bunch of useless losers, the lot of them.
How do you really feel?
No, I could tell you, but I'm not allowed to swear on air. Ofcom would take me off. Anyway, apart from that, all good. How about you? How's your new business that you won't tell us about?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, no. I'll keep trying.
I nearly told you off air and then I thought, no, he'll grasp me
I'll
up
blab
on
it.
Air.
Yeah, I'll blab
you will.
It.
You're not to be trusted.
No, I wouldn't blab it. You can tell me.
No, I cannot.
I can keep secrets, probably.
No, you cannot.
I probably can.
You're a nightmare.
Yeah, am I?
No, I don't know. No, there's no need to tell you yet.
How far away off are we from knowing? I mean, because at some point you've got to tell us, otherwise it's no kind of business if you never tell anyone.
Or is it?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it won't be long.
How's the book coming?
Done.
You finished?
Yeah, of course.
Have you?
You don't believe
what do
you mean,
me,
yeah,
do you? Of course.
Of course I am. There's no point I write books and then I don't end up with an end product, is
yeah,
it?
No, but last week you were way behind your deadline.
Yeah, no.
You've had a catch-up, haven't you?
Of course. It's only 15,000 words.
Did you scrabble at the end? Did you just go, and the end?
Sometimes. Yeah.
And they all lived happily ever after, the end.
It just gets to that point where you go, I really don't care anymore how this finishes.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
Right, so is it with the publishers?
It is, yeah. And we're just doing the book covers, which I love doing.
Right.
Because it's one of those things you'll go, oh, I actually don't know what I want, but I do know what I do know what I want. So I gave them some idea.
Yeah.
And that isn't what's come back. Which is always interesting. So you need to start that.
Yeah.
That, what can I say? That push and pull with it, you know?
Yeah.
But I've come up with this idea and I really think it's amazing. So where it's a five book deal, there's five books and I want the shape of a woman on all five books when you put it together. But when they're in separate, I know, when they're separate, you don't know what it is. So you need all five books together to make the whole thing up.
My evil mind went thinking about what book number is the one that I really want, if you see what I mean.
No. See, that's wrong. And that's why these books wouldn't be
no,
read.
No, but from the picture.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
We all got it. You don't need to, like...
See, book three is my favourite. I'm a book three man myself. Yeah.
So anyway... I was like going to news. My daughter, I was like, yeah, and we should do this. She's going, yeah, that's a great idea, Mum. And I said to the publisher, what do you think? She went, no. I was like, well, that's what I want. So this is where you have to understand.
You're arguing already, are you? You've fallen out with the publisher already.
There's always, so here's the thing. On the last one, it was, it's never about the fitness.
Yeah.
They wanted to change it to it's never about fitness.
Yeah.
Because it fitted better on the page.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I said, no.
Yeah.
Because it changes the whole dynamic of the book, doesn't it? It makes it obvious to me.
Yeah.
So now we've got, the publisher wants to call it Seeking the Wisdom of Women. And I've gone, no. There's only one person I'm seeking the wisdom from, and that's a woman, the woman. So it has to be called Seeking the Wisdom of Woman, even though the grammatically correct thing would be women.
I get it.
So I have to not fight for what you believe in, but fight for what you believe in.
Yeah.
So there are certain things that I will go, actually, my creativity has to have that. and there's no shift. But most of it, like the editing process, that's the most painful. I'm all in. I'm like, look, that the editor knows best. There's very few things that I disagree with. But I think covers and titles are...
It's funny you should say that about that grammatical thing about a woman. Do you know there's a Slade track called I Believe in Woman?
Mm.
Yeah, and they had a similar argument. You say, no, don't you believe in women? No, I believe in woman.
That's right.
And they insisted on calling it
that. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
But you have to fight for what you believe in, but not all of it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, then you just as well self-publish and not want any team at all and not want an editor and just go, well, this is what I want. But actually, I want the best book. Mm. So that has to then get, my ego has to get out of the way a little bit, which is very hard.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes if you know what you want, you know what you want.
Yeah.
And you might live or die by it, but you know what you want. And if you don't have what you want, it's not what you wanted, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. Hey, listen, I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors, who are the lovely folks at Cyberfort, Advise, Detect, Defend, cybersecurity specialists. And tomorrow, 27th of November, Cyberfort will be at the Bunker in Sandwich, discussing the true cost of cybercrime, threats to business, social engineering, and providing practical hints and tips to help you secure your business. The spaces are limited, so you need to get on and book quickly. And to do that, you need to go to Cyberfort Group. That's cyber, F-O-R-T, group, all one word, .com/hacked39seconds. Check it out. It's worth going because the folks from Cyberfort are brilliant. It's going to be a brilliant event, and you get to see the bunker, which is a former nuclear bunker, military nuclear bunker,
Gary
just outside Sandwich.
Gary was on last week with us.
And Gary Hibbard was on last week talking about it, and my servers are based in the bunker, so it's worth a look, but don't touch my servers, otherwise you'll be in trouble.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good.
So thank you to Cyberfort for sponsoring this week's show. We want to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You could call me if you want on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BeBunker. And we have already had a few million tweets.
We have, but no gifts yet.
No gifts yet.
Slow on the Western Front.
But we haven't said anything controversial. Nettie's incredibly late. So, you know, it could all go off later on.
It's Christmas.
And it is Christmas.
Why haven't I got any Christmas gifts?
We could get turkey. What? Are you ready for it?
No, I can't say it yet.
It's not December yet.
I haven't said it yet.
Some other people have. He's got a Christmas jumper on. Mark.
What if he hadn't? What if that was his jumper and you've just accused him of having a Christmas jumper on?
Well,
what if he hadn't?
Then he'd have to inquire about my sartorial consulting services. Yeah.
I've lost the guests already and they haven't even been on the air yet.
Yeah. If he said, no, it's not a Christmas jumper, mate, it's the kind of thing I normally wear. I go, right, okay, Mark, fair enough. Let's have a word about this later. Yeah.
Interesting.
Cool. Anyway, so what you got that's giftless?
Well, I have a giftless, and that's not easy to say, but it's one that I'm really excited about reading this out, actually, and I'm surprised who they've got doing it this time. So this is the Business Diaries. It says, have a great show, Vanilla Web and Bird and a Bike. Share some cheer on this drizzly day. Can our super storytellers have a little shout out, please? And that's Bev Webb. That's Bev Bunn. And that's not easy to say. Paul Menville and Zoe Cairns. Mm. And Ruby from Rewrite Your Story will also be joining them on the 5th of December. So this is Business Diaries. This is a different way. Do we call it a networking?
Yeah, it's not a networking event, but it kind of turned into one.
It's not a speaking event. No. It's not a networking event.
It's good. It's just
storytelling.
Good. It's storytelling.
Personal account where you start to bring business and people together and you start to understand that person in their business role and vice versa. And they're sad, they're happy, they're...
All kinds of emotions.
All kinds of stories.
I've been to all of them bar one. I've cried, I've laughed, I've been disgusted.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
That was probably you.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Was it me?
It's the whole range of emotions, and that's what makes it such an interesting event, is that you never know what you're going to hear. And a lot of the speakers have said what a cathartic experience it is for them as well to actually talk about personal things in a business context that they maybe have not talked about before. Well, it's a fabulous event. It really is.
And Lisa Settle was the founder of the Business Stories, and the University of Kent asked her to go, and they put on a similar thing because they loved the model. So they did it for, I think it was either some lectures or whatever, and they had the show itself, and Lisa went over and emceed it, which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah.
Done a little bit differently because obviously it's not the same model, but yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
So yeah, go along. 5th of December. Where's that one? Is that one going to be in
It's at the Innovation Centre in Medway. And all the proceeds, I mean, it's not very expensive anyway. It's only 10 quid a ticket and that covers the food. But all of the proceeds plus all of the sponsorship is going to a charity, and the lady from the charity is doing one of the talks.
Excellent.
Yeah. So good. Get along. I'll be there. I'll see you there.
I'll be there.
Yeah. It'll be
next
good.
Thursday, actually.
It is, yeah. It's coming along quickly, isn't
Crazy.
It?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's when we can say it.
By then, we'll be able to talk about Buddy the Elf, won't we?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Don't
worry about it, Mark. I want to tell you about this. The Alzheimer's Dementia Support Group are looking for 3 new trustees. Yeah, have you got the skills, time and energy to help change the lives of people affected by dementia? Find out more by following them on Twitter at Alz Dementia Support. That's ALZDEM Support, all one word, Alz Dem Support. Or go to their website, alz-dem.org/become-a-trustee. Check it out.
And so it's begun.
What has?
The
gift. You got a gift.
Yeah.
You got one already. Who did that?
Amanda. What's Amanda Flanders. Thank you very much, my love. It says, have a great show. Bird on a Bike, Vanilla Web. 4 weeks to go. And it's Buddy Elf. And he says, and I have to repeat the gift. No, she's done a different one. You sit on a throne of lies.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I won't even go into Elf. It's really sad, isn't it? This is a business show. Be sensible.
Something like that, yeah. Cool. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda.
That'll kick off, I guess, and we'll get a few more.
Come on, bring them on.
I also want to tell you about this. The lovely folks at Works Diverse and I Trust Assure are collaborating on an event. Works Diverse are an organisation that come and audit your diversity and equality systems in a similar way to, you get audited on whatever it is called these days, ISO 9000 and whatever. So they do it for diversity, equality issues. And I Trust Assure are a secure whistleblowing organisation. If you think that an organisation that you're involved in is doing something or hurting someone and you're not comfortable about putting yourself in the frame, you can go and talk to I Trust Assure and they will handle it for you and keep your anonymity. And they're putting together a workshop together, which is called Check Out, Speak Out, Diversity and Inclusion. If you want to find out more, it's happening on the 16th of January between 9:30 and 5 at Chilston Park, just outside Lenham. And if you want to book your tickets, it's eventbrite.co.uk/speak-out-diversity-and-inclusion.
Awesome.
Go for it.
Well, have you seen this?
Hello, Nettie. Nettie's arrived.
Do you know what I loved about Nettie trying to come in?
What, sneaking in?
Did you not see? She, at the door, she saw me and she went, like, please don't tell anybody. Yeah. And then trying to be all professional.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It is
quarter past one. Hold on, I'll turn your mic on now you're here.
It is quarter past one.
Who knows anymore?
Isn't it? The time the show starts.
It is quarter past one now,
perfect.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Who knows anymore,
Nettie? It is 45 minutes late, yeah.
Okay.
I think she thinks she's like a superstar and can just turn up any time. You know what, we should
pick
her out.
She does it deliberately.
Sometimes.
She's been sat outside waiting for us to start so she can make a grand entrance. That's what it is.
You know me so well.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, Edgar. Heard of Edgar?
I have. Go for it.
Right, okay. So this is from Diamond Circle Weddings. It says it's Tuesday, which means it's Business Bunker Day with Vanilla Webb and Bird on a Bike. And just like Edgar, we all need to know and understand where we fit in with our community and life in general. Now, I never knew that was really what it was all about.
No.
I just thought it was about Christmas and advertising. Who knew there was a meaning behind it?
Absolutely.
There we go. So this is from DC Squirrel. We'll be telling his story and why he is like Edgar.
Oh, he's speaking at the diaries, yeah.
Yeah, he is. So this is the Business Diaries, and this is all about Edgar. And this is terrible. I know Edgar. Who is Edgar advertising? Can we remember? Oh, is it John Lewis?
I've
is it Sainsbury's?
I've no idea.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is John Lewis.
Talking about John Lewis, though, it's hilarious, isn't it? There's a chap in America.
Let me know who it is.
There's a chap in America whose name is John Lewis. Yeah. And he's had so many tweets that he's now got his own blue tick and he runs his own business that is I am not John Lewis and Partners, but I will retweet you anyway.
Yeah. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's
That's
fantastic.
Innovation.
Yeah.
Hello.
I was just going to say something. Diamond Circle Weddings, who you were just reading, that are speaking of the business diaries. Uh-huh. I also want to say a big shout out and thank you to them because they dressed the tables and put all the table decorations together last week for the Ashford Business Awards and they did a fabulous job. So a big shout out to them for that as well. And I've also got a shout out here, a tweet from Michael Parks Surveyors, and they say, hi, Paul. We'd love a business shout-out today, please, if we may. Of course you may. Michael Park Surveyors, based over in Rochester, look at commercial property, property management, surveying, and all things property in London and the South East. So, and you can follow them on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is MPSL.
It is John Lewis, by the way.
It's John Lewis.
Thanks,
John Lewis. I haven't been here long, but I've done the research part of the
show. Thank you so much.
It's why we invite her. Basically, and talking about the Ashford Business Awards,
full of the finger there today.
I know it's loaded as well. Talking about the Ashford Business Awards, I'm now going to play some interviews.
How was it?
It was great.
We had
a great
night. You emceed it?
Yeah, I did emcee it. It was great. It was a fantastic evening. It was bigger and better. It was the third time that it's been run, third year running, and each one's got bigger and better. I managed to interview most of the winners, but I didn't get an interview with two winners, which were Jenna Group, the construction group in Folkestone, and Hypo Hands. But I got to interview everyone else. Shall we hear them?
Let's listen.
Let's go for it. I'm at the Ashford International Hotel, and I'm interviewing some of the winners from the 2019 Ashford Business Awards. And I have with me here a young lady. Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Are you celebrating?
Yes, we are.
Fantastic. Tell us who you are and what award you won.
I'm AJ Sharp. I won the award for the Startup Business of the Year. We're absolutely over the moon. I run a small food and drink PR agency, which is called Sharp Relations. And we look after food and drink businesses, restaurants, products from all across the county and the southeast. And we're absolutely over the moon that we won this award.
Fantastic. Many congratulations. AJ, is that what I call you?
Yes, that's right.
Well done, AJ. Well done to AJ Sharp. A fantastic achievement. If people want to find out about your business, how can they do that?
Well, we're on all of the social media channels, but you can go to our website, which is sharprelations.com. Drop me a line. I'm always happy to have an informal chat with anybody for no obligation and just see where you're at and see where you need to be at.
Fantastic. Many congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Wow, it's Bruce Kidd. Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Hello, Paul. I'm really awesome. Thank you.
You must be celebrating, mate.
I am celebrating, yes. I'm really excited that we won an award tonight. I wasn't expecting it, so it's all good for us, yes.
Fantastic. For those that don't know, tell people about your business and then what award you won.
No problem. We're a software company in Wye. We supply businesses around Kent and the South East with software that help them run their businesses. And the category we won tonight was the Customer Service Award.
Wow, that's a really important category, isn't it? Because your customers are everything.
Absolutely. It's what faces the public out there. Our customers call us up, and that is what is important.
Absolutely. Huge congratulations. Thank you. Well done. You're also finalists in another category, were you not?
We certainly were in the creative digital category, which was a very big surprise for us.
Fantastic. So two awards on the night. Massive congratulations. Go away and celebrate. If people want to find out about your company, what's your website?
It's www.o-a-sys.co.uk. So oasis.co.uk.
Fantastic. Bruce, celebrate.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm here at the Ashford Business Awards with Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Wow, you've had a night.
Incredible night. It's all my dreams come true. I couldn't believe
it. You're almost speechless, aren't you?
I am, definitely.
Start off by telling us about your business.
Destra Engineering are a small plastic injection moulding company. We manufacture plastic enclosures mainly for the electronics industry and lots of small components. We've really grown over the last 18 months. We've doubled our workforce and increased our sales turnover by 25%.
That's amazing. Now tell us what awards you won, and you won more than one as well, didn't you?
Oh yes, I did. I was amazed that we won Small Business of the Year award, and then you could have floored me when I won Business Woman of the Year. I couldn't believe it.
But really, it's a testament to the fact that not only you're a businesswoman, but you're a businesswoman in what is traditionally a male-dominated world.
It's very much male-dominated, but I do use my feminine charms.
Do you?
Oh, yes. But, no, and it's hard work as well, and it's guts and determination, and I've got plenty of that.
Yeah, fantastic. Huge congratulations, Sarah. Thoroughly deserved on both awards. If people want to find out about your company, how can they do that?
Contact us through the website, which is www.destra.co.uk. Nice and easy.
Fantastic. Sarah, go away and celebrate. You really deserve it.
Lovely. Thank you. Thanks very much.
I'm here with Saren. Saren's won an award. She's celebrating. Hello, Saren.
Hi, I'm really pleased to have won the award. So we are Christmas in Tenterden, and we deliver the Christmas market that happens in Tenterden this coming weekend.
I live in Tenterden. I love the Christmas market. I go every year. It's fantastic. And I didn't know that you delivered it.
Well, we deliver it because we wanted to put the community back at the heart of the event. It's absolutely vital that an event is delivered for the businesses, for the residents, for the visitors, and also for everybody that actually just wants to engage with the town. And sometimes that's lost from events these days, and we wanted to bring it back.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody doesn't know this, it's absolutely gorgeous. The town looks fabulous at this time of year. It's a brilliant event. So, Saren, what award did you win?
So we won the Tourism, Hospitality and Leisure Award, and it's great because I think events that win that award, it just shows what you can do when you bring a community together and you all work together as a team. So it might be two of us that are here tonight, but it's actually an award for the whole town and the way the whole town pulls together. And for this weekend, the 22nd to the 24th of November, the town's going to absolutely come alive because every retail shop, every stall holder, every producer that's local to the town will be there celebrating what they do best.
Fantastic. So if people want to find out more about you, how can they do that?
So everybody can find out more about us by following us on social media, Instagram at Christmas in Tenterden, Facebook at Christmas in Tenterden. Everything is going to be there. How to park, where to park, what's going to be there, what you can buy, and also why you should spend the whole day in Tenterden.
Fantastic. So everyone, many congratulations, thoroughly deserved. And we look forward to joining you on the night.
Thank you very much. And what a fantastic evening this has been this evening.
It's been brilliant, hasn't it?
It has.
Fantastic. Well done. Okay. Hey, look who I found. It's Paul. It's Paul from Realia Marketing. Hello, Paul.
How you doing?
I'm really well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Delighted. Delighted.
Cool. You've been in the awards again tonight?
Yes, absolutely. 2 years on the trot for Creative Agency or Creative Award of the Year, so absolutely delighted.
Absolutely, fantastic. And as an organisation, you have won quite a few awards over the last couple of years. Very well deserved, I might say. Why don't you tell the listeners a bit about what you do?
So we're an integrated marketing agency. We've been going 15 years now, focusing primarily on very technical B2B clients. So we work in pharmaceutical, in construction, in healthcare, and in supply to insurance. So essentially, Realia is about taking a very complex concept and making it easy for people to understand. And that's our core business. The Creatively Yours proposition that we developed is really about no compromise for clients. It's about you can have a creative agency, but you can also have an agency that looks after you brilliantly. And very often you have to make a compromise between those two. And we strive very hard not to make that compromise.
Fantastic. You were also responsible or partly involved in at least the Snow Dogs thing from last year.
You can't give me that credit, my friend. Yeah. So the Snow Dogs was an extraordinary campaign. Obviously very close to my heart as a trustee of Pilgrims Hospice. And we raised an extraordinary amount of money for a wonderful, wonderful charity. But listen, we did the marketing, but by no means were we responsible. There was a great guy called Chris Dixon who did an incredible amount of work for Ashford Borough Council. And the guys at Pilgrims were genuinely, genuinely brilliant. So, yeah, very, very proud. Very proud of that campaign.
Absolutely, so you should be. Paul, if people want to find out about Realia Marketing, where's your website?
That's a very good question.
Are you .co.uk?
Pregnant pause. Yeah, yeah. I'm just making you sweat.
Yeah,
it's it's realia.co. And you can find us on all of the social media channels as well.
Fantastic. Many congratulations, Paul. Very well deserved. Lovely to see you. Go and celebrate.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Cheers. I've just found some more award winners from the Ashford 2019 Business Awards. Who have I got here?
So we're Wildenwood Style. We won the Family Business Award.
Fantastic. What a brilliant award to win.
Yeah, it was like quite surprising, really. I didn't think we was going to win it, but we have.
You did?
We did, yeah, and it's great.
Absolutely. Tell us a bit about Wildenwood Style.
So we are a carpentry and joinery business. We're based in Ashford, but our work for the last 20 years or so has been in London, really, for high-end hospitality, gentlemen's clubs, like high-end seven-star hotels, and but right down to like the low level as well, student accommodation, hospitals, flats, and
so what kind of thing are you making for these places?
Recently we just done one door, which is $65,000 for one door.
One door.
Four Seasons Hotel in Grosvenor Square.
Wow.
So yeah, it's like high-end. Clients,
it certainly is.
A lot. They want a lot and demand a lot. Sure. They don't care how much it costs, but they want it on time and they want it delivered and they want it spot on.
Absolutely. And you won the Family Business Award, which leads me to suggest that you're a family business, yes. Obviously. Yes. How long have you been established?
So we've been going about 20 years. It's me and my brother-in-law started it up with like just an old post office van, right. Years ago, and then got lucky breaks in London and that, and just built it from there, and now we employ about 18 people, and we have about 50 subcontractors work for us. And it's going from strength to strength, really.
Fantastic. What a fantastic story. Many congratulations on your award. If people want to find out more about Wildenwood Style, how can they do that?
Well, they can go onto our website, which is wildenwoodstyle.com. I think it's www.wildenwoodstyle.co.uk, is it?
That sounds
about right, yeah. So just type in Wildenwood Style and it'll come up.
You'll find it, yeah.
We're at the top.
Yeah, and you're on Twitter and Facebook,
yeah,
and all that.
Twitter, Facebook, and we have weekly feeds and newsletters and everything of what we're doing, what's going on. We really emphasise on the apprenticeship scheme as well. At the moment, we've now got a mentor that takes on our apprentices and makes sure that they're getting their full, qualifications and teaching and that throughout our realm and that, really.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant. Look, many congratulations. You really do deserve it. Do you want to say a few words?
Yeah. As I said on the stage, I'm not a part of the family, but I'm made to feel very much a part of the family. It's a very warm, encouraging environment. I've been here for 3 years and it's fantastic. Really good.
Fantastic. Well done, guys. Many congratulations. Go away and celebrate.
Thank you very much.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. There were some interviews with some of the fantastic winners from this year's 2019 Ashford Business Awards. Well done to all the finalists and all the winners. Fantastic.
And this is, you're going to go, oh, you're mad bird.
Yeah, you're mad bird.
Why did they win?
Why? Because the judges picked
them. What did you see as a trend? But did you see things and you think, actually, I get why that style of business won, I get why that
I wasn't a judge, so I don't know what criteria. I just emceed the thing, yeah? Some of the things that the judges said, and the judges went didn't just look at the paper submission, they went and interviewed them all.
Interesting.
Yeah, so basically they interviewed all the businesses, they looked at their performance, they looked at what they did as a business, they looked at how they did
that's
it.
That's different.
Yeah, and they looked at the personalities behind the business, and I think that's how they made their judgment on who the winners were.
Yeah.
It's hard. I've judged these kind of things in the past. It's really hard to do it, you know. And you can use lots of different criteria. You could use financial criteria, like are they successful as a business? Mm. Or you can use a combination of criteria, like do they offer something to the community? And it all depends what the category is that they've entered, yeah? If they've entered Community Business of the Year, then you don't worry about what kind of money they may have made. You look at what they've actually done to make the community better.
Yeah,
if they've entered Business Woman of the Year, yeah, you look at what that lady has done to promote women in business as much as, you know, doing her business. And Sarah, who in fact won the Business Woman of the Year, runs a manufacturing company, which is, you know, kind of a big thing because that's a very male-dominated world as well. And she's run a very successful company for a long time. Yeah, so I guess that's the criteria. Yeah. Cool. We can do... You can pick an email or a tweet. You've had your normal fan club on tweeting you.
Have I?
Yeah.
Who?
The Cars from Kent mob.
Have I?
Yeah. And Fruit Works have been on, so you could do whatever you want.
You just said I can choose, and now you're telling me what to do.
I'm just giving you some pointers.
Kent Business School is organising the third Kent Business Summit at the University.
I didn't tell her she could read that one, did I?
Of Kent. Well, it's very important. And I'll tell you why I'm reading this, right? So Kent Business School is organising the third business summit held at the University of Kent. And this is at Sibson Building on Canterbury Campus on January the 10th. It's a Friday.
It is.
And we're going to go with 2020.
Yeah.
As much as everybody says, oh, is it whatever you say? I'm calling it 2020 next year. Are you?
Why?
Are you?
What else are we going to call it?
I don't know.
Well, done
well we did this the other week, didn't we? And they went, no. We said, what did you call 2012?
Oh, I see.
2016.
2020.
Well, we always did that in the 19s, didn't we? 1990, 1995.
You're
don't
right.
see the difference. 2020. Yeah.
2007, we didn't. We didn't go 27.
No.
Yeah. No, it's definitely
we called them the noughties,
it's
though,
definitely the roaring 20s.
Right.
Okay. I think we ought to bring back.
So this is Friday.
We ought to bring back flappers and the Charleston and stuff like that.
Don't. I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to. Can I just say, right? You know, last week, Nettie, I know that you always listen to our show every week.
Every week.
But I likened this general election to Strictly Come Dancing.
Huh.
It got some really great feedback. You know, it's a popularity.
Is there an elimination round?
They have to dance it out at the end.
I'd love that.
I know, right?
I would love that.
I know. It wasn't that silly. It was a good point to it, but yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Well, as it happens, I've got...
Will you stop with that
pointing
thing?
It's loaded.
What is going on today?
We're next week on the show, we've got a full lineup from this business summit coming along to talk about the summit. So, Flergy and the gang are coming.
I'm not here.
Why?
Me neither.
Because it's Jules.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Did you see that? Jules, he just snarled.
Did
is
I?
It?
Yeah. Well, no, that means I've got to do scoff and quaff beforehand.
Excellent. Okay.
Back to Strictly, though.
Friday, the 10th of January, 2020, from 9 till 6, blah, 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 4:30 in the afternoon. This event is made possible through generous support from head sponsor Crow and the media partner KM Media Group. Over 400 Kent business leaders. Are you going to be there?
I am. I booked my tickets yesterday, actually.
Are you there? You need to be there, Nettie.
I've got it in my diary, but I haven't actually booked.
You need to be there because I know so many people who are going there. Mm. We were there last year. It was brilliant. Yeah.
I have been to them before. They are good.
Yeah,
they are good.
Yeah. So local government decision makers and academic experts are expected to attend the county's flagship event to work constructively on tackling regional challenges and how to promote Kent as a sustainable, innovative, forward-thinking and outward-looking county. So full details of this day's programme and a booking link can be found on www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS. You've got to go. Everybody I know is going.
Absolutely. Be there or be square, as they used to say back in the day. Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome this fabulous lady onto the show, the lovely Pam Obasa.
Hello.
It's an absolute pleasure to see you in the studio. And thank I you. Know you've been on Amanda's show, on a Bunker Extra show.
The lovely Amanda.
But yes. We thought we'd get you on, you know, on the real one. She's going to kill me now, isn't she, Amanda?
Hopefully there, yeah. She's not listening yeah. now.
Pam, it's really lovely to see you. And I first met you at the Tech Expo yes. Back earlier in the year when you were there doing loads of interesting stuff, and it blew me away, some of the things you're talking about. So why don't you tell the listener a bit about you, a bit about Pam and what you do?
How long do you have? Kidding. I'm Pam Obasa, and I run a brand called The Lucrative Lady. And we help women to grow their businesses, and essentially help them to create a consistent flow of clients. I'm a big believer in systems and sales funnels and just helping people to get their business online, but not just to get it online, but to get it to a place where you have a consistent flow of high-paying clients coming into your business, the dream.
Mm. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? I've had this conversation with lots of people in small businesses over the last couple of years is, and I understand the sentiment to some extent, but it doesn't work. So many people come into business because whatever their business is that what they're passionate about. So yeah. If they're flower arrangers, it's they're passionate about flowers. If they're web designers, they're passionate about web design.
Yeah.
But business is about selling stuff.
It is. and lots of people don't really understand that.
Yeah. Before. And yeah. I would say 90% of people, it's not that they don't understand particularly, it's just they don't want to do it.
There is that too. Yeah.
You know, most people, myself included, aren't really natural salespeople. Mm. And therefore, we kind of shy away from it. But if you do that, you're never going to succeed. So I love what you're doing because you're making people focus on this.
This is the thing. Your first role as an entrepreneur, if you run a business, is to be a salesperson. Mm. And every time I run a workshop, one of the first questions I ask is, I draw the word salesperson on a board and I say, what is the first thing that comes to mind? We can do it now. What is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of the word salesperson? Go.
Of what, sorry?
When you think of the word as salesperson, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Shark.
Yeah.
Not, I used to, not anymore.
Yeah. But I still feel like that, even though I do loads and loads of selling myself because I have to.
Yeah.
But you still, the thing that stands out for me is when people try to sell to me.
Mm.
Yeah. And I get so many people try to sell to me in entirely the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like they'll breeze onto LinkedIn and go, hello, mate.
Here's a link.
Yeah, here's a link. Let's meet for coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want to meet you for coffee.
I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are, what you do or why you want, you know, and I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So you still get that. And I think the reality is, and I want you to tell us about this, Pam, but for me, being on the receiving end of sales pitches, the ones that don't feel like you've been sold to are the ones that are selling.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the real ones, and you don't even know you've been sold to. Because,
well, this is the thing. Absolutely. It's all about the nurture system.
Yeah.
It's all about what I teach is before you can sell to somebody, they have to first have bought into who you are.
Yeah.
Right? So the sale is actually made before the official sale.
Yeah.
You know, that sales conversation has to be just a conversation as opposed to a sales conversation, because if somebody books a consultation with you or, you know, wants to speak to you for any reason, if they haven't already bought into you, it will be a very difficult tooth-pulling conversation.
Yeah.
But so what we do is we create systems. We use video specifically, lots of videos and emails, and we create systems so that the moment you book a call with me or with one of my clients, you have already fallen in love with them. You already know whether you want to work with them or not. We've passed on all of that information. You have already said yes, even before arriving to that call. Yeah. And therefore, when you get there, it's just such an easy conversation to have, and nobody's actually trying to sell you anything.
Yep.
I mean, I get on a call and I had, you know, when I knew that this system really worked was when I created one of my sales systems, the one that I actually use for my clients now. And a lady sent me a message on Facebook and she said, Pam, can I have a chat with you? And I was really busy. I had a newborn at that time. And I said, do you know what? I don't have a minute right now, but have a look at this. And if you still want to talk, let's talk. So I sent her a link. So she signed up, which then kicked off a whole sequence of things. And within about 3 hours or so, she sent me a message and she said, Pam, I can't wait to talk to you. I thought, okay, let's see what happens. Got on a call the following day. You know, within 5 minutes, we're doing the, you know, hello, how are you? She's in the US. I'm over here. And, you know, how are things? You just had a baby, da, 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 all of that. And she sat up. I'm on Zoom looking at her and she said, just tell me how much it is to work with you. I'm sure it's around the 10K mark. My jaw nearly hit the ground because my service at that time, Paul, was $500.
Right.
And she had a specific perspective and impression of what my service were, how much it was, without even the conversation. And this is the thing about, you know, you don't have to sell. The way you position your brand, the nurture system that is in there, and what people receive about your brand before they even speak to you is just so important. And it just removes that whole, the shark feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and this is where people make, in my opinion, make their big mistakes, is they treat it as some kind of, you know, I'm just going to ring you and you're going to tell me to clear off, and then I'm going to put the phone down and then I'm going to ring somebody else and they're going to tell me to clear off, and, you know, I'm just going to keep going until some sucker goes, oh, yeah, maybe. And that, you know, that's a very 20th century way of doing telesales for a start. And it didn't really work that well then, but you had no more alternatives.
Yeah.
Now there are far more alternatives. And for me, it's all about relationships. Mm. And targeting. And I want to talk to you about this, if I may.
Yeah.
One of the things I see, and I want your thoughts and feelings on this, is so many people, when you say, who's your business aimed at? And they'll go, anyone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
yes.
No, it really isn't. And they go, yeah, no, I don't care who buys it. And they go, no, that's never going to work.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to understand who it is you're trying to get a relationship with and where you're trying to do it. And I'd like your thoughts and feelings on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. That foundation, you know, very, very important. If you're speaking to everyone, you are speaking to no one.
Yeah.
It's so important that a lot of people, and another thing that I'm not, I don't want to use the word against because it is a strong word, but a lot of people are very fluffy in their business.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make people happy. I want to, you know, I want to help people get big shifts, you know, and I say, what does that really mean?
Yeah.
Bring it back, make it super tangible. Mm. And this is the core part, what we're talking about right here. It's not only understanding who your ideal clients are, but it's all about messaging. Mm. And what is messaging? It's what you put out there about your business. That's what depends on what you get back. And so if your messaging is unclear and you are really just talking to everyone, well, guess what? Well, people, everyone will walk by and they won't focus, because in the online space, it is so easy to start a business, Paul. Mm. So easy.
Yep.
Anybody can start a business today. Yep. Millions of people will do it.
Yep.
But if you want to stand out, not only do you have to go back to basics and really understand who it is you are targeting, but you've got to understand what is their big problem, what is your big solution to their big problem, and most importantly, and this is the bit that most people leave out, what is the big benefit? Because people are attracted when you understand their big problem.
Mm.
You hook them on when you can identify and communicate that big solution. But if you want them to buy from you, invest in you, work with you, whatever language you want to use, you have got to be able to really articulate that benefit, because that is the real reason why somebody says, actually, here we go, I would like to work with you or invest in you or buy your stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
And I get that. And also, I think, and again, I'd like your view on this.
Mm.
Once you've got a clearer idea of that in your mind,
mm-hmm.
you also can have a clearer idea of the value of what you're selling.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so many people undervalue they're doing. It wasn't particularly her fault, but a few years ago, as I do quite often, I was a judge on, you know, like a Dragon's Den type thing.
Uh-huh.
And there was a young girl there, I won't tell her your name, because she had a real horrible backstory. She'd been abused. She'd had mental health issues. And as part of her recovery, she'd learnt to do soldering and welding. And she started making cufflinks for men's shirts. Yeah. And she was cleverly using foreign coins and old coins and making them into cufflinks.
Oh, nice.
And they were beautiful. She made a really good job of it. And I said to her, you know, how's it going? She said, yeah. So I can't make a living at it, but she said, I take a long time doing it. I sell all of the stuff that I make. And I went, okay, how much are you selling it for? And she said, well, I was selling them for £7 a pair. And I went, put at least a zero on that.
Oh, yeah.
And she went, no, nobody would pay 70 quid. I went, yeah, they would. I said, actually, some people would probably pay 700 quid if you hit it right. And she said, well, like what? I said, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you get a foreign, a European coin, like an old drachma, a Deutschmark, or anything like that, and make them into cufflinks and sell them in Canary Wharf to the FX traders. I said, and you can put two zeros on that. And she went, no, never. But she started doing it. She never had the courage to charge 700 quid, but she started charging 100 quid a pair, and was getting the money for it.
Yeah, of course.
And she, you know, so you've got to know what your market is. And once, yes, as you said, once you've identified that, then you know what the value of what you're selling is.
Yeah. Well, there you go. If you try to sell a £700 pair of cufflinks to, let's say, the Woolwich market or somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Location is very important.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's all about, you know, understanding who has the money to pay for this and going to where they are.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, when they want to come online, you know, they think, you know, I'm just going to hang out on Facebook. I'm just going to hang out on Instagram. I'm just going to know who is your market and where do they hang out? Yeah. That's one thing you have to really understand. Mm. And about, you know, what you've shared with me, if she just, you know, had a story behind the actual cufflinks, behind the coins. I mean, that would add several zeros to that, because that's another thing with sales. If you want to increase your pricing, there's a few things you can do. One is to have a story behind it.
Yep.
That's what, you know, really helps people to latch on to something. They're buying something that they see as tangible. The other thing is to have some exclusivity to that. And especially with what she does, if you're doing phone coins, I mean, how many people, especially old coins that a lot of people might not even have, yep, around them, then you have exclusivity. You have something. And thinking about the reason why people buy for prestige. People, yeah, yeah, buy for so many reasons. And that's a prestige type of sale right there. Somebody will pay several zeros behind the first digit because they want to be the only one that's wearing that specific pair of cufflinks. So it's not only about understanding your ideal clients. It's all about understanding the psychology behind why people buy and tying that into your marketing message.
Absolutely. I was kind of, you kind of started to talk about it anyway, because I was going to ask you that question about targeting who buys your products and services. And again, I see so many people that don't really think that through. Mm. They just kind of bung out what they do and hope it sticks. But you can refine what you offer. Mm-hmm. You know, as an example, you might make something that, and if you can sell 20 of them at X amount, you would. But mm-hmm. what if you could sell two of them for more?
Yeah.
You know, as long as you talk. So for me, targeting is really important. You've got to know not only what your product is and why it's beneficial and why people use it, but who you want to sell it to as well. Yeah. And I see so many people that kind of approach this in a different way, which is just desperation, which is, I just need someone to buy it, mate. You know, yeah, anyone, I don't care who buys it. And I think that's just poor thinking in the long run.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. I meet so many people, Paul, who, you know, especially coaches, consultants, and, you know, their diaries are full, but they're broke. They're not making any money, right? And this is really a really big problem. Their diaries are full, and they're full because they are charging per hour, yeah, or they're charging very low money.
Yeah.
And so they are so busy, they don't really have any more time to look into targeting, look into marketing, or look into growing their business. But if you just increased your prices, yes, you'd be serving less people, but you'd have so much more time to actually really serve that person,
yep,
those two people.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened to me. Like I said, I was charging $500, not even pounds, because my clientele mostly outside. And so I was busy, but I still struggled.
Yeah.
I still wasn't making ends meet until, you know, somebody else, based on what I put out there. And it's all about what you put out there, you see, right? That's what really tells your ideal clients what to expect of your business. Mm. You know, if you have, if you go to buy a pair of Gucci shoes and they sold it to you in a brown paper bag, you might have a very different perspective,
sure,
right? But it's packaged as it is, so that not only do you get the pair of shoes, but the celebration in opening the box and, yeah, then unwrapping the stuff. All of that is part of your marketing message. It's what you put out there. And once you decide on what that is, then you go after targeting who is willing to pay for that. Mm. But I just want to pull back a minute and just talk about mindset, because pricing is very, very, very important. And it's very easy to say people aren't pricing their stuff correctly, but it's all down to mindset. It's all down to understanding that it's not about charging what you feel you're worth,
yeah,
which a lot of people do. It's just, you know, it's like, I'm going to work with you for 1 hour. Therefore, you know, let's say £50 an hour and then maybe 5 hours. Yeah. And they think this is what I'm worth. It's not about that. It's all about thinking, what is the problem that I'm solving and how big is this problem? If you are in the business of helping people to mend their marriages, for example, what is that worth to them? Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Don't ask.
A lot.
I've got some spare change somewhere. You're absolutely right. And One of the other things that you mentioned a while back that you touched on that I also want to explore is the rationale and what people buy and why they buy. You know, you mentioned things like Gucci. So people buy ego-based stuff,
yes.
Yeah, because that's how they see it. That's what they want. But there, of course, there are other ways that people buy and other things that people buy, especially now. You know, people will buy things because of it's eco-friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, or because it's socially responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, it's one of those things that you need to identify your market and what market you're actually attacking with this.
That's right. And why they would buy. Definitely. You have companies like Vans, you know, the shoes who have, you know, they have a very, you know, they have a backstory to why people would buy their shoes, which, you know, are great shoes, but, you know, everybody else makes shoes.
Yeah.
So why would you invest in those pair of shoes, you know, and not the other brands?
Yeah.
So yeah, very important to understand why are people buying and tie that into your marketing message. Mm. Essentially, if you have a charitable arm to what you do, lead with that. But it's again, just thinking about who is your ideal client and then thinking, what is it that makes them tick? What is it that would cause them to want to invest, choose you out of the hundreds or even thousands possibly of other people who are doing or offering the same or similar service to what you do?
Absolutely. So for the last few minutes of this, I want to kind of concentrate on you now.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've talked about the generality of all this. So when you're working with people, how does that work? Do you work with them one-on-one? Do you work with them in groups? How do you deploy what you do?
A bit of both. So I do mainly group stuff. And that's because a lot of people that I work with, they really love the value of having other people in their community who you can work off. And I see it because we have a private community where everybody, you know, throws in their questions and creates polls. And as we're building their cell system, you have lots of questions. And a lot of people, when they start the program or before they join, they might ask me, Pam, can we do this in 4 weeks? And I say, no, you need a minimum of 8 weeks because it's a lot of moving parts. So we take it really slow and we work in groups. But within the groups, we have one-on-one sessions within that so that you don't lose your way because life happens.
Yeah.
Life happens and people fall off the wagon and you've made this investment and you are gung-ho at the beginning to go for it, but life is going to happen. So, yeah, a bit of both.
Cool. Okay. Pam, we could talk about this forever because I know you're passionate about it and it's something that I see time and time again. I've worked for a long time as an angel investor and I spend a lot of time with people coming to me with business plans and I go, yeah, really? Yeah, really? How are you going to do that? You know, people's business plans go something along the lines of, you give me £100,000, I buy myself a new car and a laptop, and get an office, and then in year two we make £2 million. And I go, okay, how did you get from one to the other? So I get all the things that you're saying, and I love all the things you're saying. We could talk about this forever, but sadly we're running out of time. So if people want to find out more about Pam and what you do and the programs that you run, what's the best way of doing that?
Definitely. So one of the things I want to share is that I have a case study actually that talks about cell systems and how as a business you can create one for yourself. And I did a very brief experiment. It was supposed to be brief. My goal with this experiment was to figure out how quickly you can make $3,000 with a very low ticket product. So I created a product that was only $9.
Right,
and I wanted to very quickly make $3,000 just to see what would happen. And in 35 days, I did 65K. Right. Wow. So I created a case study to show people how by having a cell system in your business, you can literally just 10x your business. And if people want to find out where that is, you can go to www.pamorbassa.com/65K to grab the case study.
Fantastic. So do check that out. Have a look. I'm going to have a look.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. It's grabbed our attention immediately just by numbers.
Yeah. She's
fascinating.
She's a saleswoman.
It's very clever, isn't it?
She's a saleswoman, isn't she? She's got a process and everything, and we've all just bought into it, which is lovely.
Oh, I just wanted to make 3,000, but actually I made 65 grand. I love that, Pam.
It was an accident.
You asked.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Because
that's what we want to hear, actually. Oh, God, I've got to work for 12 weeks or 8 weeks. All right. Oh, now you want... Oh, well, I want to work $65,000. That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. Pam, thank you so much for that.
It's
a pleasure to talk to you, as always.
Thank you so much.
And keep on keeping on doing what you're doing. It's so fantastic.
Thank you.
Do check that link out. We've put a link to Pam's website on a Business Bunker radio site. That will stay there forever. So if you want to find out where that video is, and anything about Pam, you go to the Kent Business Radio website. There's a link to Pam there. For the moment, thank you very much. Stay with us. We're going to join the newsroom shortly. but we've got time. I'm going to do a quick tweet, if I may, because Annabelle has tweeted, and she hasn't tweeted for a long, long time. So
no.
Yeah. So it's from Southeast Business Timber and Damp, and she says, "Hello, Paul. I'm in the office all day, so I'm actually listening. That's nice. Thank you. Have a great show." And Annabelle was one of the judges on the Asher Awards, and she was just saying she was a judge on the businesswoman category, and she's just reinforcing what I just said.
Yeah, yeah.
And she also said she was really impressed with AJ Sharp as well. And AJ was one of the people that won an award for her PR company, but she was also up for Business and Women. So
amazing.
So anyway, big shout out to Southeast Timber and Damp, Annabelle Webster and the crew.
Well, can I tell you, I'm really excited because I've just found out, it says, "Hi, Vanilla Web, Bird and a Bike. We are really excited to announce that the Networkers Networking event is returning in 2020. And I'm really pleased to hear that, Amanda Flanders, because I think that was one of the best events around. We have three events over the year with fabulous speakers, roundtable discussions and networking event activities. And the first one is in March.
Fantastic.
Our birthday.
I'm with you. I'm with you on
that. Honestly, I'm so pleased to see it back. I was like, yes, good.
Yeah. It was one of my favourite events because it just is. It's good. So welcome back to Networkers Networking, and we're looking forward to March already and coming along tonight.
That's our birthdays, just in case you forget.
Whose birthday?
Mine and hers. In March.
I didn't know that.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Anyway, news.
Cool. Yeah, we better join the newsroom. And when we come back, we've got some more guests for you to talk to. Here we go.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.